Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are the world to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday night. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is WOW. Rising hip-hop artist and female powerhouse, WOW Ash WOW has a flair for the theatrical, a freestyling fluency fierce enough to threaten the male-dominated hip-hop scene and bringing an unbridled bravado through a no-holds-barred, unapologetic rhyme scheme. With the visual surrealism of Missy Elliott, the untamable energy of Tina Turner meets Mick Jagger, and the genre fluidity of Radiohead, our South Jersey-slash-Philly-raised visionary is spanning genres and obliterating the hip-hop pop formula.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show. WOW, how you doing?
I am absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So you are someone after my own heart. I love mixing genres and experimenting. So how did you get started crossing some of these genres?
Well, it started when I was young. I grew up in the church. So I grew up in the choir, singing gospel music and doing concerts. And then, you know, fast forward to a little angsty 13-year-old's me discovering rock and roll and like the punk and emo scene. So then switched to playing rock music. And then when I got to college, that is where I truly discovered my love for hip hop. And that is, you know, what has culminated in my sound today, because all of those elements have sort of like melded together to like make my sound.
Okay, that's awesome. What is your preferred instrument? Is it your voice? Do you play piano? Like, how do you get started?
So I would have to say voice, because that's just what I've initially started with my entire life. And then I'm going to throw a second, even though you didn't ask for it. Guitar is a very close second.
Okay. What do you prefer? Do you prefer one over the other?
I'm going to say voice, just because there's a lot more mobility of things I can create and do and have an impact on. But it's not that much of a difference. It's very close.
Okay. Was your family musical, or how did you get started?
Yeah. So I grew up in a very musical background. My mom and aunt and uncle, they all played in like this James Brown cover band. And actually my mom was a drummer. And then, you know, actually my entire family, they're all musicians, but oddly enough, they're all drummers. And then enter me, the black sheep that says, I'm going to play guitar. and they're like, okay, you sure you don't want to do drums? I'm like, nah.
They're still talking to you, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it was, my mom was like, okay, well, as long as you get some lessons and know how to play it, then play guitar.
Are there any famous musicians that you admire, and why do you admire them?
So I have like a range of musicians that I admire, just in terms of entertainment and performance wise. You have Michael Jackson, you have Tina Turner, you have Chaka Khan, you have Beyonce, hell, you even have like RuPaul, like just all in terms of like performance and putting on a show. When you're talking about just true artistry and just like an amazing person, then there's like Missy Elliott, Lauryn Hill. When it comes to musicianship, Frank Zappa, he's like one of my biggest inspirations is Frank Zappa. And yeah, Joey Badass, Tierra Whack, there's a long list.
And you have a little variety to that list, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm truly one of those people that says, you know, they will say, what do you listen to? And they're like, oh, everything. And it's like, oh, that's just a very blanket response. And like, no, I can literally tell you my favorites from every single genre that you throw to me, even if it was like black death metal from Sweden. There's a band that I have probably listened to and I'm like, love them. So, yeah.
Don't you also feel sometimes like, I feel like you and I, yeah, we love multiple genres, we mix and we truly do, but sometimes people kind of give that answer and you don't believe them. They feel like it's the right answer. And it kind of is annoying to people that really do like to listen to a lot of different things.
Yeah, because I know, and usually to those people, I'm like, okay, so then tell me, what is your favorite aria? Since you listen to everything.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what is, you know, tell me what your favorite country song is then in that case. Or like, who are you listening to in world music? And then usually with that conversation, they go, well, it boils down to like one or two genres. And I'm like, that's cool. Like, you love what you love. Music is supposed to be enjoyed however you want to enjoy it, and whatever makes you happy and hits and resonates with your soul, regardless of the genre or how, you know, cool it may or may not be. Like, hell, if Happy Birthday resonates with your soul, sing it out with your heart.
Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
Tell us about your process. So, you know, you're partial to the guitar, your vocals, you love drums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
How do you start a song? How do you finish it? Does anyone help you? Tell us a little bit about your process.
Yeah. So my process, I don't know if anyone else has like this sort of songwriting process. And a lot of people have these very beautiful, just like well-poised responses on how they create. And I'm like, no, I am darn near I'm very intense when it comes to songwriting. And when I say intense, I was discussing this the other day, like I will hear a song or I will hear a melody that my producer is working on. Chances are it's maybe in the beginning stages. It's like it's a piano line or something like that, or just like the kick drum and the piano line. And in my head, I can automatically hear how the song is supposed to go. And it's one of those things where I have to just keep writing because it's starting to just spill out of me.
Yeah.
You know, and I won't eat or drink or do, I won't even move. Everyone calls it my writing focus phase because I get super quiet, very internal, and I'm just in my corner writing until it gets done. And I literally can't even think about anything else until I do.
I certainly understand that. And it's funny how like time passes, right? You look up and you're like, oh my God, it's been like 3 hours.
Right?
Yeah. I think the one thing I've realized the more I've worked with professionals, in the beginning I thought, oh, it's just the muse, it just happens. But editing is a huge part to it. And sometimes people think, yeah, you might spend 3 hours trying to get one word right in one part of the verse. And it's just part of being a songwriter.
And absolutely, you're completely correct. And, you know, I know how the song's supposed to go, and the way how my mind works when it comes with songwriting, it's like the song is already there in the brain. So it's like, how fast can my pen keep up to write it? Because I'm still very old school that I like the feel of the paper and pen as I'm writing it, as opposed to just like typing it on my cell phone or typing up lyrics or something on it. I will transpose it to that way, but you know, I'm just sitting there and the one line will come and then the next line will come and then the next line will come. And, you know, also I've been able to write a lot faster and write things with much sharper precision in a short amount of time span, because I've really been working on just testing my skills as a songwriter and stuff.
Yeah. So I feel like this is an appropriate question to ask you. How important is image?
It's important and it's also not important. And I know that sounds like a very much like a oxymoron. That's kind of the equivalent of I listen to everything. But let me explain to you why. Image is important in the sense that you need to express yourself as an artist. And what does that represent? When you step on stage, when you are presenting just your who you are as a person in general to the public, what is the best version of you? What is it that you see and envision yourself looking like and being when you're on there? At least for me, that's how I take the whole concept of image. Like, what is the best version of myself when I step on this stage? How do I want to present myself and feel? But then also, I say that it's not important because so many people can get, myself included, very tied up in the sense that I have to look a certain way, I have to fit a certain part, I have to be and check off all these boxes off the list in order to have that image that is going to push me where I need to be. And one of the most unique things about, you know, people that do their own thing with their image is that that's memorable, it's real, it's genuine, it's authentic, and it's dope.
Yeah, for sure. Who's your favorite person to follow on TikTok? And you can't say me, by the way.
Favorite person to follow on TikTok? Honestly, my favorite people to follow are my friends. Like, they're amazing creatives and they do the coolest things ever. So, that's pretty much who I'm following on my social media are my super creative friends. I have one friend, her name is Mitch Page, and she's actually also my creative director for my projects and everything. So I enjoy watching her. Second would be my friends from Bob's Dance Shop. They have gone viral because they are the lovely gentlemen who just start the random flash mobs throughout the whole entire country. And if you've seen a flash mob video since 2020 of people just dancing out of nowhere, 10 times out of 10, it was my friends who started it. So I enjoy like seeing things like that. And yeah, that's where I'm at.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about this song we're going to hear in a few minutes. What inspired it? What do you want us to take from it?
Yeah. So you are going to listen to Class Enrollment. It is the first single release off the upcoming album, The Algorithm. And this song essentially was birthed from me having a very frustrating text message conversation in the middle of a session. And, you know, I took that sort of negative energy and argument that I was having in that text message, and I turned it into essentially like it was my response on my response to that person without actually responding to them and saying, you know, you will not make me feel as though I am lesser than or not good enough because I know who the hell I am as a person. And I'm very confident in myself. And so I took that and, you know, wanted to just write a broader theme where it's like not just me, but people in general, when you feel as though someone is trying to check you for who you are, check your authenticity, your genuinism, and, you know, you need to take them to class for a little bit and maybe do a little bit of reading.
Do you still think in today's day and age that women and men don't get the same opportunities and equal pay? Do you think it's any better?
Definitely not. We'll get there. I get very happy and proud to see women having opportunities and receiving the flowers and paychecks that they absolutely deserve for the hard work that they put in. But I would say that we're not there yet.
Yeah, I kind of tend to agree with you. I think it's much better. And personally, I don't think it should matter what sex we are, what color we are. I think talent is talent, and we all know how the industry works, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Same reason people spend a lot of money in marketing dollars to try to promote something. Yeah, marketing works, but I think it's a shame, to be honest with you.
It is. You know, it would be lovely to just be able to, you know, just say, hey, I'm talented, and that should be enough. And it should absolutely be enough. But, you know, when you are in a very algorithmic society, you need a little bit more than just talent. You need some marketing behind it, as you said.
Yeah. Okay, tell you what, let's take a listen to your song, and then we'll come back and talk, okay?
All right, let's do it.
All right, everybody, check this out.
See, I was once was lost, ain't never been found. Cause every time I speed, it's like flips to the ground. Cause I'm my metaphysical, spitting is spiritual, flowing like water, nigga, drinking up the lyrical. Bitch, I ain't never had a silver spoon. Black kid statistic turned me to a goon. And now I want the moon and the whole world surrounding it. You can call me crazy, bitch, but I'll call the dominant. There's no stopping it, head to toe. Ain't a damn thing about me, sloppy hoe. So off you go, but I work still tighten it. Working on myself, yo, it's been so inspiring. One day you're gonna ask me soon if I'm hiring. Christopher Columbus, no accident, I found the shit. Practice safe sex, built a wide bitch. Follow it, can't be a hoe if there ain't no road. It's a backdoor shit, be pulled on the flow shit. Give them some more shit, big blocks that roll it. You can't control it, let it don't slow it. Reading these bitches called class and romance. Class and romance.
So I guess all I'm going to say is, wow, that was a pretty cool song. Thank you for sharing it on the show tonight.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me and enjoying that little bop.
You're welcome. So what do you have cooking for the fans this year? Anything you want to share with us?
Yeah. So this year is the year of many, many firsts. So this year we are releasing album number 2. This year we are also going to be releasing a line of merchandise on wowashwow.com. This year we're really focusing on cultivating a strong tour so that we can, you know, enjoy just the vibes, and I can go out on the road and just like vibe out with the people there.
Okay. Do you have a favorite 90s jam? Anything you'll confess to on the show here?
Oh, I have multiple favorite 90s jams. But what comes to mind right now, Baby Ashley singing Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.
Yeah.
And then Negative Creep by Nirvana.
Okay. Any cool road trips you've been on?
Well, probably the coolest road trip would be me moving from Philadelphia all the way out to LA. And that 3-day road trip and what that looked like with my mom and dog. That was cool.
And dog. You didn't leave the dog behind, huh?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Never can do that.
All right. Any things that you don't like to do?
I don't like gossiping about people or, you know, being a part of, like, negative energy or conversations. That's about it. But other than that, I'll try everything once within reason, obviously. That's still healthy for my body. Emphasis on healthy for my body, y'all.
Yes, yes, yes. Yep. Okay. Tell us about your website, your socials. Where can people buy your stuff, stream it? Where can they hook up with you?
Yeah, so you guys can go to wowashwow.com, WOWASHWOW. And it's literally wowashwow on everything. If you go to Google, put in wowashwow, you're going to see a plethora of my face, images, articles, socials. It's wowashwow on everything.
Okay. I think the last question I have for you is, what is your superpower or spirit animal that nobody would figure out about you?
Probably my spirit animal. It's a combination. It would be like a lion sloth. Like, if that could exist, I'm just going to make it exist. But, like, it'd be a lion sloth, maybe with like a mixture of a cheetah in there, and everyone will understand the cheetah aspect because I can't seem to stay away from cheetah in my design and dressing choices, no matter how hard I try. Somehow, okay, cheetah works its way into my wardrobe at all times. And then lion, just because my heart and energy is very strong. But then I just very much have, I love my sloth moments where I just kind of exist in this universe and do nothing except, you know, stare at the dog and watch the Golden Girls on the couch.
I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It was an absolute blast and love to have you on again sometime in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. I had a blast and it was a good time.
Thank you, Wow. And thank you to all the fans out there for listening to the two of us. We both hope your unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos, and please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. I love you guys. Have a great night.
Are you ready to get down? It's party time. Are you ready to get down? It's party time. Sun's come down, no regrets. There's a party brewing out here, a song I can't forget. It gets me jumping, hope this party never stops. Don't play another tune, song's freaking hot. Let's dance. Let's get grooving. Let's get moving. Let's get bouncing. Let's get down. The room crowd rocking hard, song pulses to the moon, texting, twerking, just limber, playing kinky all around. Let's get grooving. Let's get moving. Let's get bouncing.
Let's get down. Let's get toasty. Wait a minute. Song's explosive. Let's relive it. Let's get toasty. Can't you hear? Beats reloaded. It's super fierce. Pause, rewind. Hit pause, then play, rewind. Now play and pause. Pause, rewind. Play and pause. Go back a bit. Now pause, then play. Get down!
Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.